This meeting of the Senate Education Committee is hereby called to order. Secretary, please call. Oh, we don't have a quorum yet?
No.
Okay. All right, we can keep calling.
But we don't need to waste Senator Hill's time because it's a support, so.
I understand, okay. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Appreciate that. That's true, more ways than one, that's true. All right, well, let's get started. Senator Hill, would you please present SB 751?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Thank you for hearing this.
That sounds so weary.
I sound weary?
A little bit.
Do I? Well, it was a long night last night. SB 751 is the culmination of hard work and compromise among many different groups, and the groups who are here today have been so helpful in this. But I want to thank you, Mr. Chair, for your support, your hard work, and your effort, and certainly chairing this committee was instrumental in moving this ball down a positive direction. And I want to thank Assemblymember O'Donnell also for his hard work in this and in his committee. Everyone came together, and it's much appreciated for that. But SB 751 raises the statutory reserve limit from 6% to 10%, modifies the reserve cap trigger to require an accumulation of at least 3% of the Prop 98 guarantee before the trigger would be pulled. It also clarifies the cap only applies to general fund revenues, not other accounts such as construction, cafeteria, charter school, or other funds. It also exempts basic aid and small district. There's no opposition to this measure. I respectfully ask for your aye vote, members, and I have witnesses. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terry Burns, on behalf of California School Boards Association, in support of this measure. While a full repeal would be ideal, we think this is a great, great step in helping particularly the small districts and basic aid districts who would be particularly burdened by the reserve cap.
Other witnesses in support?
Lori Sterling with the California Teachers Association. Glad to have this compromise with the School Boards Association, and thanks Senator Hill and Mr. O'Donnell for all of their efforts on this. Thank you.
If you have additional comments, we're still waiting for another member, so if you're welcome.
Glad to have it.
Okay.
Yes.
Good morning. Michelle McKay Underwood on behalf of Schools for Sound Finance, the Association of Basic Aid School Districts. We especially appreciate the attention to our districts, which are funded by property taxes and the exemption that is provided. So for that reason, we've been supporting the bill all along, and we appreciate the compromise.
Great. Okay. Anyone who wants to raise concerns about the bill? Okay. Questions from the committee. I encourage many questions while we wait. Yes, Senator Pan.
Well, while we're waiting, I just want to thank Terry Burns, who's a school board member in my own school district where I reside. Thank you for being here, and appreciate the hard work, Senator Hill, to bring the parties together to try to address this issue. So.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Chair.
I, too, want to thank you for all your work on this. I support a full repeal. I had the honor of serving on a community college board of trustees prior to being elected to the state assembly. And during the Great Recession, if we had not had the reserves that we had, we would not have been able to survive. So I still have concerns about this, have concerns with smaller district and ADA because we don't get a fair share of federal funding. And that's a growing problem. But this is a good first step on fixing this problem. Thank you.
Well, great. I also thank everybody for coming together, and you know, I know it was difficult when this first got started, and I also want to give a special shout out to CTA for engaging in this conversation and helping to get to a compromise. And I think we got to a good place, and I just appreciate everyone's hard work. So, I'm sure you've got a long closing argument.
I would encourage you,
we're trying
time.
To speed people up. I if you want to talk about
the
500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation.
I want to go to the GO committee where I sit and have their committee just started. So I will do that if that works for you, Mr. Chair.
That'd be great. Okay.
And,
all right. We'll take that as
your I vote at the appropriate time.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And then I'll to start texting everybody and haranguing them, and I encourage everyone to do the same.
I'll stick around. Great working with you.
Thank you.
Allen.
Present.
Allen here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Galgiani. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Mendoza. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Vidak.
By Senator Pan, it's a support. It was presented just now. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 751. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Galgiani? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
So. Okay, so that measure passes. I mean, what? I don't know what to do because.
You can leave it on call until people come in.
We'll leave it on call.
Or if you want to be gavel down and leave, that's up to you. It's up to your chair.
Okay, well, you guys can go at least. We'll figure out what we're doing. That's all we need you for.
No problem.
We're just using you for your vote.
You know what? It's all good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be.
Okay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 751. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in with the chair voting aye, vice chair voting aye, 4-0. Galgiani? Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
Okay. We're just going to yell it down. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody. That's 6-0. We're going to gavel down and let Vidak go back to GO committee.
We're done.
Oh, you're done?
We're done.
Okay. Because we haven't heard. Okay. All right. So we'll adjourn this meeting and appreciate everyone's hard work. Thank you, everybody.